Hello, and thank you for downloading this episode of Radio Grimbald from RadioGrimbald.com. I'm your host, Goldine Ogawa, and welcome to the very first episode of Radio Grimbald ever! Let's do this. Before we really begin, I think since this is the very first episode, I should talk a little bit about the podcast, a little about the project, what it is. Radio Grimbald is a fiction podcast. If you've heard of or listened to podcasts like Starship Sofa, Escape Pod, Podcastle, it's very much like that. It will have stories read on it. The main difference you'll probably notice right away is that Radio Grimbald is very much a one-person show. I write these stories, I read them, I edit it all together. I very much hope that you like it. I think I decided to do the podcast because I'd written all these stories, and I love reading, but I find that I'm reading less and less because I don't have time to read. But I think that podcasts and audiobooks are a wonderful, wonderful way to imbibe stories. And I think that there's lots of people kind of in the same situation as me, where we love stories. We love listening to stories or reading stories, but we don't have time to read. And so I started doing this podcast in the hopes that maybe I can entertain some people out there. And I hope I do. I hope you like it. The stories that I'm reading, again, they're all written by me, and even though the podcast is free, if you like the stories, if you would like to support what I do, I highly recommend that you go to the website, radiogrimbald.com, or straight to my personal site, goldineogawa.com, and there you can find information on how to buy all the stories as ebooks. So you can listen to them on the podcast, and if you like it, you can go buy it if you want. And, that's really all I can say about the project. Everything else just sort of, speaks for itself, I think. Today on Radio Grimbald, we have Fiddler's Dream, which is a very short story I wrote, a few years ago. And it's about ideas. I picked it for the first episode because it is short, and also because I think it's a very fitting kind of introduction to the world. I write pretty much exclusively fantasy. I write some science fiction, but mostly fantasy. And all of my fantasy is set in the same universe. The universe's name is Antalonia, but that's not really important right now. But it is the same universe. And so you'll notice, as if you listen to the stories as they go on, they all kind of have the same consistent internal mythology, and the main character of Fiddler's Dream is Grimbald. You'll probably recognize that name because she is the namesake of this podcast. And Grimbald is a character that I made up to scare away the monsters in the night. Grimbald is what sits in the back of my head and scares away the bad dreams, because as scary as any of the nightmares I might ever have are, they're not as scary as Grimbald. And she's on my side. So that's Grimbald. And I chose this story because I think it illustrates really well why she is the namesake of this podcast. And it's a story about ideas and how writers in particular relate to their ideas. And I think that it's something that I think a lot of writers can kind of sympathize with. But anyone who's ever been stuck and trying to think up ideas, and you're just staring at that blank canvas and you're trying to put something down on it. I can't say that I've never been in that situation, but I'm fortunate in that I have someone like Grimbald in my head who, when I am faced with a blank canvas, there's always a little violin music in the back there, and I know I'll be able to think of something. So, without any further ado, Radio Grimbald is proud to present Fiddler's Dream, copyright 2011 by Goldine Ogawa. Fiddler's Dream. Icy grass crunched under thick black boots as a figure walked slowly to the top of a hill. The stars twinkled like frozen diamonds, and the grass was lit with a frosty glow from the bright silver moon. It was a cold November night. The figure was dark, and it wore the night about it like a cloak. But as it reached the top, the darkness fell away, revealing a woman in black velvet with eyes that glowed like orbs of glass. Her skin was blue, but not from cold, and no steamy breath escaped her lips. Her dark hair curled and twisted in a wreath about her head, as though it were alive. In her left hand she held a violin, her right hand clasped a bow. She was not a vision of beauty, slender or ethereal. She was short and stout, with a heart-shaped face, and she smiled like the devil. Far away in the village below the hill, a single lamp burnt in the attic room of the second house on Main Street. A man sat there, wrapped in blankets against the cold, with a notebook open in his lap. He fiddled with his pen, glowering at the blank emptiness of his page. On the hill under the moon, the woman held her violin across her breast and raised her bow. And in the night, everywhere and all around, things were silent. The violin was carved of something that looked like wood but wasn't. It had horns and teeth, but no strings, and there were runes upon its face. They were not runes that could be read, for they were what they said, and they meant it, too. The woman tapped out a beat with the tip of her bow. One, and two, and three, and four, and she drew her bow across the fiddle. Music swept over the hill, carried on a silent wind down into the village. It was not a simple melody or a tune that you could hum. It was the music from the dawn of sound, before the notes arranged themselves into harmonies or chords. It was the music that the wind remembers when it whispers in your ear. It was raw and rich and deep and pure, and if such a thing exists, it was the sound of magic. Far away in the village below the hill, the man who sat in his attic took the cap off his pen at last and set it to the page. And he felt something go bump in the back of his head. He scribbled the outline of a story about a woman caught in a house with seven mirrors, each one reflecting the face of a dead poet. But behind the poets there was emptiness and a black void that could not be filled. He tore the page out and pushed it off his lap. The woman on the hill drew her bow across her fiddle in a way that would have made a violinist cringe. But she had been playing long before the first real instruments were made, and when your violin has no strings anyway, what does it matter how you handle the bow? She played faster, grinning all the while. Shadows that should have been haunting sleeping minds gathered around the hill and danced on the music. The man in the attic doodled a conversation between a murderer and his victim. By the end, he wasn't sure who was which, and he threw the pages away. The woman on the hill stamped her boots in time with the music, and one by one the stars began to dance. They joined the shadows weaving in and out, and their laughter sparkled on the air. The man in the attic filled five pages with part of a story about a house that devoured people's souls. But he could see the end already, and it left him empty and alone. He tore those pages out as well. The woman on the hill threw her fiddle into the air, let it spin in the sky while the music faded on the wind. Then she tossed her bow at it. The two met mid-twist and played together. They floated down and circled round the woman, who kicked up her heels and capered about on the frosty grass. Music filled the air again and cast dreams out into the night. The man in the attic stared at his blank notebook. Dreams were flitting across the pages. He let them go, smiling and nodding his head. He tapped his pen against the page, pinning one of the dreams. It was fragile, half-formed, but vivid and powerful. Slowly and patiently, he started to write it down. Once upon a time, in a tower on a hill, there lived a wizard with 18 cats. The man paused. He thought about the cats. All those cats. Of course there was a fat one who just lay in the sun all day. There was a daredevil who kept trying to get out the highest window and onto the roof. And since these cats belonged to a wizard, wouldn't some of them be magical? Of course, all the cats could go invisible if they wanted, and some of them could walk through walls. The wizard must have had his hands full, especially keeping them out of the larder. One of the cats was part demon. It had several extra legs and could walk up walls and across ceilings. Three of them were kittens the wizard had rescued from a pond. Another had two tails. One was an unusual shade of green from the time it had interrupted the wizard while he was casting magic. And there was an old cat, a very special cat, who was shaggy and gray and looked at you with eyes that glowed like orbs of glass. Her name was Marilda. The man wrote it down carefully in the margins of the page. He leaned back in his chair and looked thoughtfully at the wall. He didn't feel the urge to write his ideas down. They were all so strong and firmly rooted in his head. He let them romp and play there. It wasn't much of a story. It was a wizard and his cats. But mightn't there be stories there? Small stories, simple stories, true stories. The man in the attic closed his notebook and tucked his pen away. He drew the blankets closer round him and put out the light. Although the night was dark and cold and there was a strange sound on the wind, his mind was far away on a sunny green hilltop, watching a robed wizard dangle a piece of knotted yarn for a cat with 8 legs to play with. A fluffy white cat napped nearby, and a shaggy gray one with glowing eyes told unspoken stories to 3 young kittens. His tired mind shook off the bonds of waking thought. It wandered off to dream, free of worry or care. The woman on the hill caught her fiddle and played a requiem for the night. The shadows went back to their haunts, and the stars went back to the sky. The runes on the fiddle glowed a dull red, and spoke what they were loud and clear. "I am the fiddle of Grimbald," announced the large ones carved across the top, and the smaller ones that wriggled around the bottom added, "By the power of my voice, let dreams conquer all." And that is the end of that story. I wrote Fiddler's Dream in about 3 hours, maybe less. just in one sitting, I woke up one morning and I had this idea sitting on my brain, and it was one of those ideas that says, "Write me, you will write me." So I did. And it's a piece that I'm still very fond of. Fiddler's Dream is also the title piece of a short story collection, which is out right now. It's called Fiddler's Dream and Other Stories. And if you're in the US, you can buy it on the Amazon Kindle store, the iTunes iBook store, and the Barnes & Noble Nook store. If you're in the UK, France, or Germany, you can buy it on the Amazon France or Germany store, or the iTunes France or Germany iTunes iBook store. If you are in Canada or Australia, you can still buy it on iTunes, and I encourage you to do that if you liked it. Next week on Radio Grimbald, I'll be reading 2 more stories from Fiddler's Dream and Other Stories. They're short, but they go together, so I figured I'd put them in the same episode. It's the vampire episode, but because it's me, it's not what you think. I can never do anything quite the way they're portrayed in sort of the canon of fantasy, so when I do vampires, things can get a little unorthodox. But don't worry, they don't sparkle. Don't worry. No, I'm not going there. I'll be reading The Bells of Aesvi and Nobody's Road. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for the podcast, please drop me a line, or if you just like to say hi, you can write it up and send it in an email to goldeenogawa@gmail.com. That is goldeenogawa@gmail.com. Special thanks for their help in the production of Radio Grimball go out to Marion Goldeen, my wonderful mother, Evan Ogawa, and Rachel Goldeen for creating such awesome theme music, and of course to you for listening. Radio Grimbald is written, performed, edited, and just about everything else by me, Goldeen Ogawa. Find out more on the web at radiogrimbald.com and goldeenogawa.com. Thank you for listening, and until next week, take care and have fun.